Colossians chapter number 3, verses 8 through 11. Colossians 3, 8 through 11. Again, thank you, David, for filling in. I want to talk tonight about Christian renewal. Christian renewal. Colossians 3, 8 through 11. Verse 8. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. And all God's people said, yeah, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word tonight, for the privilege that we have to hold it, to read it, to study it. But I pray that you would not let us be content with that, just having it, but we desire to know it, to know more of it, to know more of you. And I pray, God, that you would illuminate us and instruct us and help us in understanding your word tonight. And that these truths that we will learn tonight or will be reminded of tonight or that we may come to a better understanding of tonight will cause us to live our lives in a way that would bring greater glory to your name. We pray that that would be true in each heart tonight. And we'll thank you for that in Christ's name. Amen. There's the word here in verse number 10, the word renewed. It means to strengthen. You put on the new man, which is strengthened. Or it means to change from one state to the opposite state. So Paul has spoken to the believers at Colossae about their newness in Christ. Remember, we talked about them being new in Christ. Not merely changed, but new creatures in Christ by the work of salvation. And we talked about Paul speaking of their need to be killing those things in their lives that God's wrath is pointed toward in those who are disobedient. Now Paul talks to us about our renewal. And Paul speaks of this renewal by saying we have things that we need to put off, and we have some things that we need to put on. Putting off, putting on is how Paul describes this renewal process. Put off some things, put on the opposite things. It's like changing garments, taking off one set of clothes and putting on another. And this renewal is what believers who are indwelt by the Holy Spirit do. We are being renewed as believers. If we are new in Christ and killing those things that are anti-Christ, we are also being renewed in Christ. And so there are three things that I want to say tonight about this renewal that all of us who are saved are experiencing. Number one, let's say some things about the principle of renewal. The principle of renewal. Because Paul tells us some things about this renewal that will allow us to put things off and other things on. Let's look here at verse number 10. We'll go back and we'll catch verse 8 and 9 in just a minute, but we'll start with verse 10. And have put on, there's the idea, put on the new man which is renewed in knowledge and after the image of him that created him. So there are two things that Paul tells us about the renewal that make up the principle of this renewal that we are experiencing. Number one, our renewal or our strengthening or our being changed from one state to another is being reinforced in the knowledge of God. He says here, which is renewed in knowledge. And he's not talking about academic knowledge. He's not talking about knowledge in the areas of mathematics or in science or in the areas of academia. He's talking about our knowledge of God. The strengthening that is needed for renewal comes through our knowledge of God. So the idea is we are being strengthened and we are being changed from one state to another. We are putting off and putting on through and by and to the degree that we are exposed to the knowledge of God. And let me add, it is to be correct knowledge of God, not incorrect knowledge of God. There's no renewal happening in when heresy or false doctrine is being taught, right? So renewal does not happen unless it comes through the knowledge of God. As we are exposed to the Word of God and we are exposed to the knowledge of God, we are being renewed. So the more you personally are involved and the more you personally participate in exposing yourself to biblical knowledge, the biblical knowledge of God, the more you will be renewed. Are you with me? So, if I'm not exposing myself to the knowledge of God, through reading or studying or through the preaching or teaching of the Word of God, then I am hindering, right? My renewal will be slowed or hindered. So in a sense, if you think about this, in a sense, our renewal must be intentional on our part. There has to be a pursuit in ourselves for the knowledge of God, for there to be renewal. If we ignore the Bible, if we dismiss books that help us understand God in the Bible, if we skip Sunday school or run faithful to church gatherings, then our renewal will be hindered, right? If our renewal comes through the knowledge of God. Understand this, you're not going to be renewed just laying in the bed. It's through the knowledge of God that we are being renewed. It is why those who attend church sporadically, Sunday morning only, don't come to anything else, their renewal is very tempered. Say amen. And if we as a church don't teach and preach and demand that the biblical truth is to be proclaimed in all of its accuracy, then people won't be renewed either, right? So if a church doesn't accurately preach and teach the whole counsel of the Word of God with sound doctrine, there's not going to be renewal either. Renewal comes through the knowledge of God, right? So what Paul says here is that the more we are exposed to the biblical knowledge of God, the better our renewal will be. It's why we have Wednesday night service, right? It's why we have Sunday night service. It's why we have ladies' meetings and men's meetings. And because the more we are exposed to the Word of God, the more we will be renewed. Put off old things and put on new. So principle number one is that renewal is reinforced in the knowledge of God, or you will be strengthened with more knowledge of God. But the second principle is that this renewal is actually the restoring in us the image of God. And have put on the new man, which is in knowledge after the image of Him. Who's Him? God that created Him. Paul tells us here that this renewal that we experience as believers is actually the restoring of the image of God in us. Now remember, the Bible tells us that Adam and Eve were created in the image of God. But when Adam and Eve sinned, that image of God was badly marred. I don't think sin utterly destroyed God's image in us, but it has been badly damaged. So this renewal, salvation and the renewal, is actually the renewing or the restoring of this marred by sin image back into the image in which we were originally created, the image of God. So as we receive the knowledge of God, as we expose ourselves to more of the knowledge of God, then there is, through that knowledge, the repairing and the restoring of the image of God that has been ruined by sin. And so, it is our contact with God, through the Word of God, that this image is being restored. So, the image being restored only happens through our contact with Him in knowledge of the Scriptures. You see what's happening? God saves us, and then we are daily being renewed as we expose ourselves to the knowledge of who God is, and we are having this marred, sinful image of us being restored back to the image that God has created us in. And that's the idea of putting off, putting on. That renewal, that restoration of the image of God that only comes in the knowledge of God. You ever wonder why I put books out here on the rack? You know why I do that? Because we don't make any money on it, right? We sell them for what we have in them. Mostly we sell them and we lose money on them. But if you can get a book out there that will help you understand God better, understand Scriptures better, you're going to be renewed. And the image of God will be a little bit restored back to the image of God. Amen? All of that happens through knowledge of God. That's the principle of renewal. Notice, secondly, the process of renewal. So, we need to deal with 8 and 9, right? This process of putting on or putting off and putting on. Put off these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another. Seeing that you have put off, there's again, put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man. Now, we said this happens as we are exposed to the knowledge of God that restores the sin-marred image of God in each believer. But what I want you to understand tonight is that this renewal is a process. Or in other words, it's not a one-time putting off and a one-time putting on. It's a daily putting off and a daily putting on. So, I want to say two things about the process. It is a growing process. The renewal is a growing toward that which is new and a leaving behind that which is old, right? It's putting off these things, putting on new things. So it's a growing away from the old, growing toward the new. It is becoming less of what we are and more of what we are to be. It's really growing to be practically what we already are in Christ positionally. It is a progressive growth. It begins with conversion and continues until we die. So it's not one day we put off all these things and put on all these things. No, every day we're putting off and putting on. And the truth of the matter is that you and I tonight are living in bodies that are dying. Our bodies are not growing stronger, and they're not growing more vibrant. We just had 20 minutes of prayer about bodies that are weakened and bodies that are ailing and bodies that are ill, right? My knees are not getting better. They're getting worse. Our bodies are growing older and weaker, and we are actually dying. And that's true of all of us, isn't it? But the believer is being renewed. The believer is being renewed, not physically, but spiritually. So we're being renewed not primarily externally, but internally. Our bodies are dying, but in our dying bodies, our spirits are being made stronger. Don't know why that is, that God gives us sense when we have bodies that aren't able to do anything about it, but I don't know. But our hearts, our minds, and our wills are becoming stronger and more like the image of Christ, even as our bodies are going the opposite way. Right? This is a process. It's a process of putting off, putting on, daily putting off and putting on, the Spirit in us being renewed and being made stronger as we come under the knowledge of God, and as this image of God is being restored in us, our spirits are strengthened, our spirits are more Christ-like while we live in these bodies that are growing weaker and weaker by the moment. And I want to say this, not only is it a growing process, it is a gradual process. The process of this internal growth into the image of God is a gradual process. It is ongoing, it is continual, it is slow. Say amen. If you don't believe me, just examine your own life and see how slow progress has been. Right? How many of you, well, I'm not going to ask you that, but just let me say this. There are things that hinder us many years after we're saved that were hindrances before we got saved. We're still battling them. We're still trying to put those things off, only to put them back on. So it's a gradual process. It doesn't happen dramatically. It doesn't happen suddenly. It's not exciting. You know, sometimes we get into this idea of this exciting conversion, this exciting change, this exciting metamorphosis. Listen, it's a slow deal. We are all under construction, right? And construction is going slower in me and in you than the construction on I-20 between Birmingham and Atlanta. I mean, listen, that's been going on for years. And not much progress that I can notice. Except double speeding fines. But I-20, to me, seems to be under permanent construction. And I don't think it's ever going to get finished. And that's exactly the same thing that's true about me and about you. We are under construction. Construction started with our conversion to Christ, and we, by faith, receive the benefits of the life and death of Christ. But construction is ongoing, and sometimes when we look at ourselves and when we look at one another, it's hard to see much progress. But construction has been taking place, and construction will continue to take place until we draw our last breath and leave this world. And at times, right? We're not so quick about taking these things off and putting things on. So what do I say? We need to be patient with one another. Right? I need to be patient with myself. Right? And I need to be patient with you. And you need to be patient with yourself and with others. Right? This process of renewal is ongoing, and it's started and it's happening, but man, I tell you, it's awful slow sometimes when we look at it in our own lives, right? Because I can say this, I still have problems with that, and 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 with that. So I'm still working on taking those things off. And I'm still working on putting new things on. Or God's still working on me. Number three, the place of renewal. The principle of renewal, the process of renewal, and then the place of renewal. Now, if we're not careful, I think we'll miss a key ingredient in our understanding of our renewal. Now, help me, because I'm wondering where exactly Paul expects these things to be taken off and these things to be put on. I'm wondering where we tend to express anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication, which would be gossip and tattletelling and lying to one another. I'm wondering where we are warned not to lie to one another. I'm wondering who is the other. I'm trying to figure out where, primarily, this renewal takes place, because it has to be a place where there are others, right? Where these things should not happen, where these things should be put on, and it happens in accordance to the knowledge of God. So let me say some things about the context of renewal. I think the context of renewal is in the local church. Is Paul writing to a church? He's writing to believers at Colossae who are in the local church. You see, the church in Christ, the true church, the believers at Colossae, there was neither Greek nor Jew, right? Nationality made no difference in Christ. Circumcision or uncircumcision, religious or non-religious made no difference. Barbarian, uncivilized, Scythian, civilized, didn't matter. Bond, slaves, free. Now, tell me where this is true. It's in the church, right? Hasn't Paul already talked about that? That he has brought unity among Jews and Gentiles who were hostile and hatred toward one another. So in the church, there is not Jew nor Greek or circumcised or uncircumcised or barbarian or Scythian or bond or free. There are only believers in Christ. So the church is a place where there are no divisions. The church is a place where there is unity. The church is a place where all barriers have been broken down. That the one thing that we all have in common when we have nothing else in common is Christ. So the church is without division. Barriers have been destroyed. Renewal takes place for all believers in Christ. But what do we do in church? Don't we divide it up? Don't we put everyone with their same age or their same kind? We try to reduce the difficulties of fellowship. But Paul says it is in the church. It is with your brother and sister in the church. It is with those who are not like you, but who are in Christ with you, where you are to put off these things and put on new things. So, I think the church is a good place, if we can understand the church right, understand that we are to live our lives together more than what we do, right? The church is a good place to check out our progress. Because in the church, somebody's probably going to make you angry. Somebody help me. If you don't get angry in church, you just can't be gotten angry. Right? Or wrathful. Or malice. Sometimes people will cause you to blaspheme God. I know this never happens in church. Gossip. Tattling. Speaking behind people's back. I know that never happens in church, right? And I know we never lie to one another. You see, am I putting those things off in the context of my life in the local church with people who have very little in common with me except Christ is all? You think a Jew would get angry at a Greek? You think the religious Jew would get upset with the unreligious Gentile? Or you think that the civilized believer would get a little wrathful with the uncivilized believer? See, it's in that local context that we find out how much progress we have really made. And it's where we see how far we are from the image of God being restored in us, and why we need not less exposure to the knowledge of God, but more. Preach, teach, because I haven't mastered this yet. I haven't got this yet. So keep preaching, keep teaching, so God will keep renewing me. And then finally, the character of renewal. The more, I guess this is what my question is. If God is renewing the image of God in us through the knowledge of God that's done in the context of the local church, What does that look like? Or what does it look like if I'm putting this stuff off and putting new stuff on? I think it looks like this. Christ is all. The more we are exposed to the knowledge of God, the more that all that matters is God. It doesn't matter if so-and-so ate my potato salad at the thing or not. They passed right by my potato salad. I cannot believe that. Somebody help me. Well, I can't believe they didn't even acknowledge I was there today. When we're being renewed and the image of God is being restored in us, we know that's happening because Christ is all that really matters. The exaltation, the glorification, the highlighting, and the lifting up of Christ, that's all that matters. And all of this other petty stuff is just that, petty stuff. But you know what? People in churches are upset with one another and leave one another and divide over one another over petty stuff. Which tells me there's not much renewal going on. You with me? You see, the more we grow in our knowledge of God, the more Christ is all, and the more that people will see that Christ is in us. Isn't that important? Isn't Christ in every believer, true believer? What does the renewal of the believer look like in this gradual process? Well, more and more, Christ is becoming all and all and in all. Isn't Christ the one who we love? Isn't Christ the one whom we desire? Isn't Christ the one whom we are pursuing? Isn't Christ the one we want to be hearing about? Isn't Christ the one in whom we are glorying in? Isn't Christ all in all? That's renewal. Christ is increasing and we are decreasing. So that my disagreements, my little petty preferences, my little what Bob does that aggravates me, doesn't matter. Christ being exalted matters. Say amen. I think that's what renewal is. I think that's what the image of God being restored is. You remember, Adam and Eve created in the image of God. In the cool of the day, what did they do? They walked with God. They worshiped God. They exalted God. They praised God. But once Adam ate of the forbidden fruit, what did they do? They didn't walk with God. God still came, right? God still came, but they weren't walking. They were hiding. Say amen. It wasn't about God anymore, was it? It had become about them. We're naked. You see, renewal is not about making us nicer or more tolerant. Renewal is about making Christ all in all in my mind, my heart, and my actions, and in all my life. It is Christ who is our life. Isn't that what Paul said? And that's the goal of renewal, that in the knowledge of God, God renews us and restores the image of God in us so that Christ will be all and all will see Christ in us. Amen? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Give us understanding, not just to hear it and to receive it, but to actually place it into practice. And help us in our local assembly here that we can judge ourselves whether about our progress of putting off, putting on, a progress of renewal, the image of God being created in us, by whether petty things make us angry, little things make us wrathful, or is Christ all that matters? And is the world seeing Christ in us, is that all that matters? May you, through the knowledge of God, renew us this way. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.